item 13, origin comes out of the Water Quality Coordinating Committee meetings that were held in Sacramento. For the audience who are not aware of those, that's where regional board members from all the regions get together with state board members to discuss various issues. And integrated water resource management in its broadest sense was really the focus of the discussion at the last WQCC, including tours of the Delta and DWR facilities. I think across the board, all the regional boards thought it was one of the better WQCCs, and not just this board, others have expressed an interest in delving into what is going on in their region. So out of that, we've put together item 13, which is a lot of information. It just really kind of scratches the surface, but it's really just meant to start the conversation with this board about all of the activities that go into sustaining our water resources, both in supply and quality. And what I'd like to do is continue it to the next meeting when we have 1 or 2 days. Staff are prepared to talk about individual items. And I think the goal at that point is to see after that discussion where the board would like to go next in terms of the topic, whether you want to have a special workshop at some point and invite dignitaries and officials from around the region to come in and talk about their projects, or other areas have higher level coordinating entities in some of the regions. This region does not do that. It does not have that, so you know, maybe there is a need for that in some way. I don't know, but it's something to be talked about next time.
You know, perhaps I read through the staff report, and something was missing from it that I'd like a little discussion on.
Okay.
And that is how the regional board could interface more with these IRWMs. Now, I know that they're set up to look at grants that get funded for projects. And I know that we're involved in staff, our staff is involved in looking to make sure that our priorities that we've identified in our region are high up on those projects that we're going to go ahead and give our nod to. I'd like to know more about how these IRWMs kind of operate. Is it simply a meeting? I mean, is it simply a group that looks at grants, gets together to look at grants for a region, or is there more opportunity for us as the water board to kind of influence our own priorities and objectives as they relate to water supply in some way? So everything seems to be touched in here pretty nicely, but that component was something I was specifically looking for.
So maybe we can bring back a revised item.
Yeah, revised it on the back end of this.
We'll do that.
You have the same question too? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if there's a there in terms of, if there's like a body or...
Is there a body, and how do we interact with the body? Exactly.
Okay, we'll do that.
Dr. Hunter?
Yes, I submitted a brief written comment that I would like to see the Los Osos Groundwater Basin added as an area of concern under the seawater intrusion discussion. And that would allow us to keep that discussion active and update the board on where we are with our interactions with the county. Thank you.
Okay, we'll have that.
Okay, great. All right, that terminates, brings to an end this meeting. It's 2:42, so we're done for today.
Jessica? Well, the field trip is part of the board meeting,
you're right.
We haven't adjourned yet.
So we're going on a field trip to the city's golf course.
We're beginning there, and then I believe we may
Las Positas.
Go from there elsewhere.
From McKenzie Park. And then we'll terminate our meeting, close our meeting.
At the end, yes.
At the end, okay. We might as well, because, you know, it's in the direction that you guys would be heading up north. So, okay, thank you.